Now, a first-time buyer couple would need a combined salary ranging from €108,000 up to €146,000 to afford a two-bedroom apartment in an urban scheme without government assistance. That's according to a new report out this morning, which shows that the cost of building apartments in Ireland's major urban areas has risen by between 4 and 6% in the past 4 years. Apartments have become more viable to build, but only the top 20% of earners can afford to rent them, and only the top 40% of earners can afford to buy them. Well, we're joined in our studio now by Paul Mitchell, who's chairman of the Society of Chartered Surveyors, director of the consultancy firm Mitchell McDermott, and co-author of this report entitled The Real Costs of New Apartment Delivery in 2025. Paul, good morning and thank you for coming into us this morning. And the cost of building an apartment has increased, but it has become more viable to build them. Explain.
Correct. So in the lower levels of the categories that we looked at over this report, which include over 11,000 apartments, we've seen that the costs have increased between 4 and 6% effectively over the last 5 years. And when you look at construction inflation over that period, that has been 26%. So the number of measures that have been brought out to address that affordable issue, which is real for everyone trying to buy or rent, we've seen that the government interventions are having a real impact. So things like Croí Cónaithe, which help viability on apartments for sale, and then cost rental, which I think a lot of people may or may not know about. And cost rental is one where the apartments are rented for less than 25% of the market rent, and they're targeted at couples earning between €59,000 to €66,000 net salary.
So you're saying costs have risen by between 4 and 6%, yet the cost of delivering a suburban medium-rise apartment increased by 32%, up from €411,000 to €541,000. How do you explain that?
Yeah, so in the last report in 2021, we had four categories. This time around, we have three categories, because category one has been taken over by duplexes. They were kind of low-rise suburban apartments. And what we're seeing is basically, in effect, we are designing and building the same type of apartment block, whether it is in an urban setting or a suburban setting or a regional setting. There are bigger apartment blocks, they're much more efficient, which has led to the overall reduction in cost. But the data set that is used for that particular category shows that we are building those much bigger blocks in those locations, whereas previously we were building smaller apartment blocks.
So there's a higher density now being built in those areas.
Correct.
Okay. Now, in order to afford apartments in urban settings without government help, you'd need to be quite wealthy. You'd need to have an income of between €108,000 to €146,000 for a couple. That effectively makes buying apartments unaffordable for ordinary first-time buyers, doesn't it?
Correct, yeah. And apartments are much more expensive to develop than housing. And we've seen that the measures in place for help to buy or first home are capped at 500,000. But most apartments cost more than that to build. So the same cap is in place for housing and apartments. And I think part of this report, we recommend re-looking at that to say, well, look, something different should be done for apartments.
Do you think then that there should be or needs to be additional supports for first-time buyers to enable them to buy these apartments?
Certainly, I think looking at the ceiling for the upper-level apartments should be revised, and that would help them.
Who's going to buy these apartments now? I mean, if they're out of reach for ordinary purchasers, ordinary first-time buyers, who's purchasing them?
Yeah, I don't think apartments in urban settings are really a first-time buyer product. I think people who are looking at first-time, you know, are probably looking at houses. They're not, you know, they're in commuter areas, which offer more value as opposed to urban apartments, which are much more expensive. So I think it probably is targeting a different cohort of people.
What's the general picture being painted from your report today about the future for apartment building, which is seen because of the density as crucial to the supply of housing into the future?
Yeah, well, you know, I chaired this report in 17 and 21 and today, and this is the first time we've actually issued a positive report. So what the report shows, because we show before and after, before intervention not working, in 2 out of the 6 cases afterwards working. So from that point of view, it is a positive step and will produce more units. Not today. The numbers are increased. The first 3 quarters of this year for apartments are up 29% on last year. So we are making movement.
It's positive from a viability point of view, but not from an affordability point of view.
Correct. No. Affordability is without question, and we call that up as an issue in the report. But I think without supply, without viability, we don't have supply. Without supply, we can't address affordability.
Paul Mitchell, Chairman of the Society of Chartered Surveyors, Director of the consultancy firm Mitchell McDermott, and co-author of this report. Thank you very much for coming into our studio this morning. It is 8:34.